USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal says it's inconclusive if the murderer who killed nine people in a shooting in the Oregon Entertainment District was intentionally targeting his own sister. The police chief with an update on what they have been able to find out.
He was in the Oregon District on Friday night. So what was his mindset then? I don't know. He was not unfamiliar with this area, and the fact he was there the night before, you know, certainly have to consider there was some thought being given to it at that time.
President Trump says the global trade landscape is changing fast during his tenure.
We're winning a lot of cases because they know that they're not on very solid ground. We will leave if we have to.
President Trump, speaking at Shell Chemical Plant in Pennsylvania, condemned horrible trade deals done by past administrations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration is delaying some tariffs against Chinese goods until December 15th. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says products not facing the 10% tariffs beginning on September 1st include cell phones, laptops, video game consoles, some toys, computer monitors, and certain footwear and apparel. Wall Street giving the big thumbs up as at the closing bell, the Dow was up 373 points to close at 26,280. An illegally armed criminal with an assault rifle opened fire Monday at the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center in Chicago. Jeff Sillette, FBI special agent, was thankful that nobody was injured.
I cannot tell you with all the things that are going on in this country right now how lucky we are and how blessed the city of Chicago is that we are out here talking about a subject who has been in custody but did not hurt anyone.
The FBI says there are no current threats at the hospital. And violence is erupting in Hong Kong as protesters swamp the international airport for a second straight day. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Larry Levine is a former federal prison inmate. Now, he voiced his suspicion into the death of disgraced financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who was found dead in his cell at the Manhattan Correctional Center on Saturday. Levine joins Fox News and shares what it's like to be on suicide watch.
Okay, when you're in the hole, that's what they call the shoe. I'm going to send you to the hole. That's what the warden says.
Yeah.
Especially somebody who's high profile like him, who's suicidal. They're going to give you a paper mache jumpsuit to wear. Paper mache pillowcases, sheets, whatever. Those special housing unit cells are set up so this cannot happen. There's nothing that you can attach to hang yourself. So any kind of reports that may be coming out of that institution are whitewashed. And if you look at the staff in a special housing unit, especially that one, there's like 80 inmates that are in there. You've got two, maybe three staff members. They're supposed to be walking around. Picture a long hallway. On the right and left side, you've got the cell doors. We're not talking about bars. It's actually a metal door that has a hatch in it. And the little hatch, you put your arms out and they handcuff you when you leave or enter the cell. So you mean to tell me that these staff members for 4 or 5 hours sat around doing nothing? I don't buy it. I don't buy it one bit.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.